help us to commence with hymn 1085. Hence, vain intruding world depart, no more allure nor vex my heart. Let every vanity be gone, I would be peaceful and alone. 1085.
Thank you. read from God's holy word, from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10. Matthew, chapter 10. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon, the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves. For the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when ye come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. and the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. O Lord, we're gathered in thy house. Oh, may we know it this evening as thy earthly courts. Oh, that we might be favoured and blessed with thy presence. Oh, Lord, do forgive all our sins. Oh, forgive where we have come up to thy house in a wrong spirit. O Lord, we come as sinners. O Lord, how solemn is our case. O Lord, who grant the forgiveness of our sins. O Lord, make known that we are thine. Oh, may there be a pouring out of thy Spirit. We can do nothing without thy Spirit. We shall be far off. We shall be going astray, turned aside, without thee. We shall bring nothing acceptable unto thee this night, except thou work it in us. Oh, thou would undertake for us. Oh, do have mercy upon us. Save us from all that we have need of saving from. Deliver us from an unbelieving heart. Deliver us from a hard, unconcerned heart. No, Lord, save us from all the workings of the devil. Oh, thou knowest all that he would do, every device that he would bring in. Oh, thou knowest all his subtlety. Thou knowest, we have no strength, no ability against him. O Lord, in mercy remember that we are but dust, but flesh. O Lord, all we have to plead is the Lord Jesus Christ and his work. No, Lord, these words fall so easily from our lips. But oh, that we might know something in our hearts of the request that we make with our mouths. Oh, Lord, leave us not to mock thee. But, O Lord, may all be of thee. May we be nothing. O Lord, we are nothing. Nothing but sinners. Nothing but those deserving death and hell. O all do come. And to the praise of the glory of thy grace, work mightily in us. Oh, may our prayers, the desires of our hearts, be for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Oh, that we might be led into the truth. Oh, deliver us from ignorance, from darkness. Oh, thou would come and set our souls at liberty. Oh, do forgive where we have grieved thee. Oh, Lord, what sinners we are. Oh, do come with thy redeeming grace. Come and apply redeeming blood, oh, that we might be washed, cleansed, made ready to enter into eternity. Oh Lord, our sins cannot please thee. Oh Lord, there is no merit in the confession of our sins. But, O Lord, do grant to us true repentance, and with it faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that we might be found fleeing. Oh, that we might be found falling before thee. Oh, that we might be found in our hearts true worship. O Lord, what can we ask? Undertake for us. Thy will be done. O thou knowest what needs to be done. Thou knowest what thou wilt do. O surely, Lord, we are as clay in the hands of the potter. We can lay no blame at thy door. As is all the sin, all the weakness, all the foolishness and poverty. Oh, have mercy upon us. Oh, may we know what the mercy of God is this night. May we feed upon it if it could please thee. Oh Lord, hast thou our people, hast thou our remnant, and is there a little hope that we have found amongst them? Oh Lord, living souls must be fed. Oh Lord, do visit us. Come where we are. Supply our need. Oh, set souls at liberty. Cause the blind to see, the deaf to hear. Oh, those that find themselves robbed, stripped, left for dead. Oh, do come where they are. May there be a pouring in of oil and wine, a binding up of their wounds, an undertaking for them. Oh, Lord, thou knowest all those things that wound thy people, the griefs, the sorrows, the perplexing things. Oh Lord, those things that we have no power against. Oh Lord, to undertake for us. Remember any whose cries for wisdom, for light, for deliverance in darkness. Oh Lord, remember any who know not what to do, know not how to carry on, cannot take one more step, or not in their own strength, but oh, they would have thee to guide them, to uphold them, to supply all their need. Oh Lord, remember those that find themselves and feel themselves to be helpless. Oh Lord, to be a friend under such cases. Get to thyself all the honour and all the glory. Or to be with any who feel they cannot pray, know not how to pray, come to a place where they feel they can pray no more. Or to open their hearts, loose their tongues. Oh Lord, though it may be nothing more than a sigh or a groan or a falling tear, oh, may they know what it is to be found at thy footstool, casting all their burden upon thee. Oh Lord, do send answers. Leave us not a prayerless prayer. Oh, may there be a watching and a waiting. Oh Lord, leave us not to go from thy house this evening as spared, nothing profited. And oh Lord, if thou shouldest be silent, oh may even that solemn state be for our teaching. Oh, we might be brought to consider our ways, to search our hearts. Oh Lord, save us from hardness, save us from worldliness, save us from the distractions of this world. Oh Lord, leave us not to a heart that longs to be gone from thy house, so we can take up the business of the world once more. O Lord, make us willing in the day of thy power. O work mightily. May we know the power of thy voice. O Lord, thou wilt work, and who shall let it? O may that word be accomplished here this evening. May it be accomplished in our own hearts. Or may it be accomplished in the churches. Or stir us up. Leave us not be at ease. Oh Lord, we have no cause to be at ease. Or how low we are brought. Oh, do grant us real repentance. Oh, it might be found a praying people, a labouring people. Oh, it might be found earnest in our hearts. Save us from idolatry. Save us from the religion of the world. Oh, in mercy may there be a pouring out of thy Spirit. May there be those clear works of grace. Save us from error. Save us from light things. Save us from confusion. Oh, save us from a counterfeit religion. Oh, Lord, deliver us from trouble. May Christ be exalted. Oh, may Christ be exalted here in this church and people. might be a gathering in, such as shall be saved. Lord, do have mercy. Sanctify afflictions. Oh, may the rod be the rod of chastening love. May there be mercy in it. In wrath, remember mercy. Oh Lord, may there be the saving of those uttermost cases. Oh, may there be a drawing back, bring to their right minds of the prodigals. Oh Lord, thou art able. Oh Lord, wilt thou yet gather in the strangers? Wilt thou hear prayer for those that perhaps have come and gone from thy house? Oh, may it be according to thy sovereign purposes. May thy word be fixed as an arrow in their hearts. And, oh Lord, wilt thou deliver this generation from its blindness, from its ignorance. Oh Lord, we are brought so low, we cannot even boast of a head knowledge. Oh, but Lord, thou art able to save. Make known the power of thy grace. Oh Lord, thy will be done. And though we have much to confess, much to mourn over, oh yet, how great are thy mercies. How great is thy goodness, thy faithfulness. Oh Lord, what thou hast done for us. Undeserved, unmerited, unlooked for. Oh Lord, it is all to thy honour and thy glory. Oh, forgive our hardness of heart and save us from it. Oh, grant us eyes to see, a heart to remember all the way that thou hast brought us, all thou hast done for us, sparing mercies, preserving mercies, great provisions. All thou hast watched over us, hedged up our path, open and shut doors, preserved us chiefly from ourselves. O Lord, do yet go before us. O Lord, in mercy remember the young. O may thy name be glorified amongst them. O Lord, we would not neglect their needs in this life. But, O Lord, there is one thing needful. O, save their never-dying souls. O, could it please thee to return unto Zion? May many, if not each one, be born again. O, if it could please thee, save each soul from anything less than that. O Lord, do be with them, go before them. Or teach each one to pray. Day by day, hour by hour, wherever they may be. Be with them in their schooling. Be with them in all their dealings with others. Oh, may thy fear be found in their heart. O Lord, grant that grace, that they may walk according to thy word. O Lord, do have mercy, supply their every need. hear the silent prayers. O Lord, remember those that are discouraged, downcast, whose eyes are up unto thee. O Lord, we are met to gather around thy word. O Lord, do speak. May there be a hearing of thy voice this night. May we be found as thy sheep that hear and know thy voice and follow thee. O Lord, do come with power. May we be as nothing, and Christ all in all. O Lord, thy will be done. Do have mercy upon us. For the Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 941. Jesus, my Lord, my life, my all, prostrate before thy throne I fall. Fain would my soul look up and see my hope, my heaven, my all in thee. 941.
Thank you.
May the Lord supply our need. In turning to his word in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 10, in the second half of verse 8. Matthew chapter 10, in the second half of verse 8. Freely ye have received, freely give. Freely ye have received, freely give. These words either apply to us or they don't. As we are found in the Church of God or not. By the time we pass from time into eternity, these words will either have been applied to us, or they will not. Freely ye have received, freely give. All that the Lord Jesus speaks of here concerns what his disciples have received. He makes no mention of what is their nature by birth. Brings no consideration of any natural characteristic, any natural ability. But the only thing is this: what his disciples had received. Freely ye have received. And what of us? Who causeth you, who maketh you to differ from another? And if we differ from another, we will differ from what we once were. Differ from that nature that we were born with. And what hast thou that thou hast not received? The words of the Apostle by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, writing to the church with these questions, yes, to the church, to consider their state, to examine themselves. What hast thou that thou hast not received? Ah, then, what have we got? What have we got this evening? Ah, if we were to make a list of what we had got, what would be in our list? Consider how the Apostle asked that question: what hast thou that thou hast not received? Ah, there is then nothing worth having, except what we may receive. Whatever we may have got in the things of this world, whatever we may have got regarding our natural characteristics, those things that we are born with, those traits then perhaps that we have inherited, those things that we have perhaps cultivated by our education, by the wisdom of this world. According to the teaching of God, the Holy Spirit, they're nothing, worthless. They are nothing. They're corrupt. They're dying. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? Ah, what hast thou that thou hast not received? Ah, this is to be the concern of the church. The apostle, he counted all things but dross, but dung, would cast them behind him. His exhortation was this: to lay aside every weight and the sins which doth so easily beset us. Ah, they're worthless. They're nothing but a hindrance. Indeed, though we may set our heart upon it, and our heart by nature will be set upon these things, it must be so. There is no righteousness, no goodness in our hearts, not in our flesh. Our flesh is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Neither indeed can be. Ah, there is nothing. Nothing in us that can satisfy a holy God. Nothing in us that we can bring before our God. The apostle, he speaks of a crucifying religion. Oh, not only the apostle, the Lord Jesus, even in this chapter. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. A cross will not be something for show. It'll be for shame. Cursed is he who hangeth upon a tree. That is what my cross will do if I have one. It will have an effect. crucify the flesh. Ah, thou it is a cross to be trembled at. Yet the way of the cross is a blessed way. Ah, those who have grace will bless God for the cross when it has done its work. Ah, it is only those that have grace who will have this cross. They and they alone will bless God and worship Him as He is to be worshipped when they see the fruit that is brought forth to His honour and glory. Oh, no flesh shall glory in His presence. It troubles me how much I have to speak concerning crucifying of the flesh. Ah, but the Lord knows how much flesh I've got. The Lord knows how much flesh each one of His people has got. The Lord knows how much flesh there is in our religion, in the churches. Freely you have received. Freely you have received. Oh, what a blessing this is. What a blessed people these are, of whom this can be spoken. Freely ye have received. Ah, there is nothing in nature's barren soil that can grow up to bring forth fruit to the Lord. Freely ye have received. Ah, what? What have I received? What have you received? What have His disciples received? Ah, they received a calling. A calling. Ah, you must be born again. You must be called, called by grace. Oh, and this each child of God will prove. That grace is accompanied by the power of God. And nothing less than that will do. Ah, but what an effect that power will have. What an effect that power had in the case of these disciples. Simon Peter and Andrew, his brother, were casting their nets into the sea when Jesus passed by and called them. In the very act of casting their net into the sea. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Oh, the power of that grace caused them, constrained them to leave those nets and follow Him. A powerful effect. J. James and John were in the middle of mending their nets when Jesus passed by them. The same call, the same effect. Ah, the Lord is sovereign in the ways and the means that he uses. Ah, but it is the same grace. Is a calling by grace. Is the same power that is needed for a fallen son of Adam to be called. Oh, could Peter look to his own power? Oh, we know well Peter's example. Even when he'd been taught, even after he'd seen so much. Ah, Peter's zeal, Peter's power, availed nothing. All it did was bring forth denials, and that with curses and swearing and oaths. Freely ye have received. Matthew was sitting at the receipt of custom. Ah, he rose up and followed the Lord Jesus. Ah, what power in that grace. Freely ye have received. Ah, oh, what a blessed thing is grace. He will have mercy upon whom he will have mercy. Ah, oh, we are as clay in the hands of the potter. Freely ye have received. The Lord's people have to confess, perhaps with this question, where would they be were it not for the grace of God? Where would they be were it not for his power, his mercy? Freely ye have received. Oh, there'd be no hope for any if it were not for this word, freely. If the Holy Spirit is teaching us, we'll discover this, that we are debtors, having nothing to pay. Oh, what a solemn and shameful thing it is to be a debtor. Oh, particularly so, spiritually, before a holy God. Debtors. Oh, it is not just that we are poor and have nothing, but as debtors we owe. We owe a good and holy God. We have not given to him what is his. Oh, we have not served him. We have not worshipped him with all our strength, with all our heart, with all our mind, with our all. Oh, that is the debt. Oh, it's easy to speak of it. But those that know anything of it will know the solemnity of the feeling. To be found a debtor, having nothing to pay. Oh, do you know what it is to be a debtor? Coming up to the house of God, perhaps this evening. Having nothing. So far off. So far from where we ought to be. That not done which we ought to have done. That done which we ought not to have done. Our debts. 500 pence debtors. Freely you have received. Freely you have received. Our grace. It will take a never-ending eternity to sing of it. The praise of the glory of his grace. This will be the song of the Lord's people. It's in that song, worthy is the Lamb. Freely ye have received. Ah, the Lord gives. It is a free gift, freely given. Oh, how costly, how precious it is. Oh, it is the pearl of great price. The Lord Jesus spoke of the kingdom of heaven. Concerning those merchants, one who sold all that he had, that he may buy and have that one pearl, that pearl of great price. Oh, nothing to be compared to it, nothing to be had like it. Ah, oh, not the whole world. Not anything that the world can give us has any comparison to the salvation of our never dying souls. Freely ye have received. Freely called. Freely taught. Oh, how blessed is the grace of God in teaching his people, leading them into the truth. Oh, how humbling it will be. What contrition there'll be when there is that realization. That the Lord in his mercy teaches such hard-hearted, proud rebels. And the more one goes on to know of self, oh, what a precious thing grace will be seen to be. The mercy of God, his long suffering, his patience, his forbearance. Freely you have received. Oh, how many times we have to speak these words, how many times we hear them. Nothing merited, nothing earned, nothing deserved. Freely. Ye have received. Oh, the Lord Jesus. He knew that perfect foreknowledge. He knew each detail of the life of each of his disciples. He knew Peter's case. He knew Doubting Thomas's case. He knew all those that agreed with Peter. Oh, the love of God. Fixed. Fixed on his own eternally. Fixed. Ah, the love of man. It is a poor thing. But this is the love of God. As God is, so is his love. Holy, perfect, unchanging. Unchangeable, full, rich and free, having no bounds, no limits to its compass. Freely you have received. Ah, the sinner has nothing to pay. Though he may often try, ah, yet the Lord will ever teach him. He has nothing to pay. Ah, but it is not without cost. Most precious. Most costly. Oh, what a debt. What a sum that must be paid. Oh, that sum that shall satisfy divine justice. That sum that is needed to pay the ransom. That sum that must be paid for redemption. That our souls, our very being, our sinful natures might be washed, cleansed. Ah, the cost there could be found none but God, the eternal Son, made man. Freely you have received. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, is the price. Nothing less than that will do. Oh, what love to sinners. And those sinners that are taught by the Holy Spirit, knowing something of what it is to be a sinner, it'll break them down if they taste of that love, if they know something of it, if they see it. Ah, who is more blessed than they? Freely ye have received. Freely give. Oh, it cannot be overstated. The Lord's people are blessed people. There is nothing more precious than the redemption of their souls. But there is more. Freely ye have received. Freely give. Ah, the Lord's people. On being called by grace. Their souls being saved. The Lord does not immediately take them to heaven. In most cases. Oh, but there is a needs be. On the one hand there is a needs be. That there must be a wandering in the wilderness. There is much to be taught. There is that preparation of the soul for heaven. Not a progressive sanctification. Not the soul gradually getting better and better. No, but that the Lord might be glorified. There's a separating of the wheat from the chaff. There's a making ready. Oh, but also, in that walk, there's that open profession. The Lord's disciples are as the salt of the earth. They are as a city set upon a hill, as a candle upon a candlestick, not to be hid under a bushel. Oh, there are to be those good works. Not salvation by good works, but good works accompanying salvation by grace. That men may see those works and glorify thy Father which is in heaven. This is the will of the Father. There might be a bringing forth of much fruit. Freely give. Freely ye have received. Freely ye have received of God's love. Constraining love. Compelling love. We love him because he first loved us. And this is a mark that we have passed from darkness into light. Having received the Spirit's teaching, having received the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, in that we love the brethren, freely give, how searching this is. Where are our fruits? Where are the evidences of the grace of Christ in our hearts, in our walk, in our profession? The Lord Jesus spoke concerning the kingdom of heaven, concerning that man who went into a far country, and he gave unto his servants those talents. Freely ye have received. Those talents were not what they had of their own, but what the Lord gave. Occupy till I come. Freely give. Are those that love their Lord and Master. It was their pleasure. It was their delight to use those talents. Oh, their lives were unto him. Their bodies were as a living sacrifice. Freely give. Oh, we may have many arguments, many excuses. What excuses those men came up with in that other parable. One had to prove oxen. One had to go and see land that he bought. Oh, they very nicely, politely asked to be excused. Oh, one said he had married a wife. Oh, how bold he was. And therefore, I cannot come. Oh, perhaps he based his excuse, as he thought, even on Scripture. That law in Deuteronomy, that when a man married, for the first year he was not to go to war, not to be charged with business, but to stay at home and comfort his wife. But oh, to have that right spirit. To consider this, freely ye have received. Freely give. Oh, how solemn are the excuses that man makes. Even from the very beginning. Adam replied to the Lord, the woman that thou gavest me, she did cause me to eat. Freely ye have received, freely give. Ah, the gospel will be the rule of life of the sinner called to be a saint. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ will be the power in the saint's heart, in his life. Oh, let this mind be in you. The mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. He who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, made himself of no reputation, by the grace of humility, the grace of obedience, the grace of submission to his Father's will. Ah, not a hard-hearted submission, not a reluctant submission, but a delighting in it, a delighting in it. Freely give. Ah, here's the liberty of the gospel. Freely ye have received. Freely give. Ah, by nature, we have the heart of a miser. We fear to lose any of our riches. Is our dread that we should suffer any loss? Consider him. Consider him. We brought nothing into this world. And it is certain, it is true, we can take nothing out. What have ye that ye thou hast not received? Freely give. That one who had 5 talents, he gained other 5 talents. And how pleased his master was in his return. Oh, what has grace done for me? What has grace done for you? Has it caused you to delight in the Lord Jesus Christ? Has it given you this desire that you might walk according to the exhortation of the apostle, to give our bodies a living sacrifice by the mercies of God, by the mercies of God? That is how it is to be. That is the only way it can be. Oh, where would we be but for the mercies of God? Oh, we must be a wretch in that bottomless pit, ever burning. Lord Jesus, when his disciples returned, had this question for them. Lacked ye anything? Nothing. They lack nothing. Ah, the faithfulness of God. The Lord was with them working in it. It was by his power. The disciples had to give that same answer to a different question at another time. Nothing. When was that? Children, have ye any meat? I go a fishing, Peter had said, and those others went with him. That night, they caught nothing. Ah, what a difference. What a difference between disobedience and obedience. What a difference between the love of the world and self and the love of Christ. What a difference between grace and a carnal heart. Ah, the Lord, His word abideth. His word is true, it shall stand. He is faithful, the promised. As for God, His way is perfect. On this His people will prove. Freely ye have received. Freely give. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Raymond Woodhams is expected to preach next Lord's Day in the evening, and Mr. Jabez Rupp next Wednesday evening. Let us close with hymn 556. The Lord proclaims His name, and sinners hear His voice. His mercy ever stands the same, and we'll in Him rejoice. 556.
O Lord, forgive all our sin. May thy power rest upon thy word according to thy good pleasure. Watch over us now as we leave thy house and evermore. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the leading and teaching of the Holy Spirit be ours. Amen.